Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Ramona Sorensen over at Anita Way. Good morning to you, Ramona.
Good morning, and how are you?
I'm great. And I'm looking forward to a fun time. You have that event kind of coming and going down the road. Let's talk about what that is and when it is.
Yes, it's the Anita Citywide Garage Sale, and it'll be Friday, June the 3rd from 3 or 4 o'clock till about 8. And then Saturday, June the 4th, probably about 7:30 in the morning until 2 o'clock or sell out or, like garage sales go.
Yes. And, the people who put all that out, they surely hope that it all goes away.
Yes, and those that are searching for the treasures, they're usually a little early.
That's right.
Early
And,
bird gets the worm.
are you a shopper at those kind of sales?
Well, I'm usually working at
Yeah.
the church or doing something else, so I haven't been able to take part, but I
Not in
guess
the
it's lots of fun.
Yes. And when you're talking about, people buying things, I think some people go looking for specific items, something that they really need for their homes, and lots of the rest of us just go to see what's there and what I might need.
Yes, just waiting for something to call your name.
That's right. And as usual, I'm sure there'll be the whole variety from furniture to teeny tiny little things that sit on shelves and collect dust.
Yes. And we had registration forms out, and we have several from the community, and then we have two churches that are going to be participating. The Congregational Church, which is on Locust, and they will have furniture and designer purses and kids stuff and all the other things except clothing. I imagine some of the residential garage sales will have clothing out.
Yes, I'm sure. And what about food? I'm thinking about, is anybody doing bake sale kinds of things that you know of?
Not that I have heard of. The Methodist Church used to, but everyone is in such a hurry, and so we don't do that anymore.
Okay.
But the
Well,
Methodist Church will have several antiques this year because one of the ladies is selling her farm, so she's having to start at the attic and go through the house clear to the basement.
wow, there have to be some great treasures there.
Oh, you bet.
So, and you're kind of involved with that Methodist Church one, right? So,
Yes. We take the week and we set it up and, sort of spruce things up, and because if they're sitting in the attic for 40 years, they have a lot of dust there.
yes, yeah, you might need to clean them up just a little bit to really
Yes.
make them shine. But
Right.
that sounds like a great opportunity if someone's looking for something really special, one of those things that has lots of family history to it. And you may not know that history, but I think you sort of absorb it when you put it into your home. It becomes a real treasure.
That's true.
Yes. Now, there will be other things, of course, individuals, their homes around Anita, and probably some down on the streets in Anita.
Yes, and I know that the American Legion Auxiliary is going to have dishes, just special dishes that they are going to put out front and they will be selling. And so it will be all over Anita. The registration forms I'm going to pick up Saturday, and then we will create a map that where the star and then the address of where those that have registered will be having their sales. And of course, there are some that, have not turned in registration forms.
But there's still time to do that.
It's still time to do that. I won't pick them up until Saturday noon.
This Saturday, the
This
this
Saturday, the
Saturday.
28th. Yeah.
Okay. So we're not going to be hearing this for a while. So I'm guessing by the time folks hear this, it's going to be too late to
Too
register.
late to register then.
But I know some people will still have their things out there. They decide at the last moment they won't get on the map, but it's okay, right?
Absolutely. And if you have balloons or posters or something out front to sort of catch the eye as those shoppers are driving by, it really helps.
And what about if I somebody out of town, what if I say, oh, I have these this trunk load of stuff I want to bring over, could I set up somewhere in Anita?
Well, I guess just pull your car up and open the trunk there at a community center parking lot or in the park.
Okay, so you'd say that's okay.
I just don't see any reason why not.
Okay, very good. And now, are there any special fundraisers going on during this garage sale, citywide garage sale?
Not during this particular garage sale, no.
And is the White Pole Road sale thing going on at the same time, or is this complete?
Yes, and it starts at Dexter and comes west. And so you could get in your car Friday about noon and not get out until late Saturday afternoon.
And, you know, you're really promoting the one in Anita, and it's going to be citywide. But I know in the past some folks in Wyota have gotten in on this. They just haven't told us about it. And so as you're driving, at least from places west
to east.
West of Anita, you maybe want to stop along the way and just make it a day of it. And as you said, have a good time, because part of the fun of it is just kind of seeing what's out there, visiting with folks you may never met before, and who knows, you might make a new friend.
Absolutely, and you know, sometimes you run into acquaintances that you haven't seen or talked with for quite a few years, and it's a small world, and so it's fun to do that, to visit with everyone as you go along the line.
Uh-huh. Do you think, not knowing what everybody's going to put out, but I know that you are a superb gardener. Do you think there will be any plants out there that people might pick up to put in their own gardens?
Well, I haven't heard, but there could be. This crazy weather with the coldness, everything is sort of just sitting still.
Yes.
I put bulbs in the ground about a week ago, and I don't know that they're there or they aren't doing a thing.
Well, it's going to warm up. I know it's going to warm up, and then they'll come shooting up out of the ground, along with all of the weeds, of course.
They're doing it anyway.
Yeah, they grow regardless. So, Ramona, why are you involved in this? Why are you visiting with me about this? Why are you promoting the Anita citywide garage sales?
Well, when I had lived here, and then we moved to Arizona, and then when we moved back, and Shelley at the Weather Vane, she said, would you help me with this garage sale, and once you take a job, you've got it forever. So that was in 2006, and so here we are.
And here we are. But I have a feeling you kind of enjoy it and enjoy promoting Anita. And, you know, what do you like about living in Anita? Having that, had that experience away from here, which some folks never have, you know, what drew you back? Why do you enjoy it?
Well, it's the friendship. It's nice to walk down the street and know people and have them say hi, and even driving down the highway, you may not know the person, but they still wave at you.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived in Phoenix, Arizona, and I did know my neighbor on each side of me, but that was the extent of it. Of course, mm-hmm. I was teaching school and gone, you know, all mm-hmm. day, but it's the fellowship and the friendship of the town, knowing if someone needs help, there's always someone there that's going to extend a helping hand.
Mm-hmm. And Anita has some real pluses. If people haven't been over to Anita lately, there's the Health and Wellness Center. That's a really nice facility. And it seems, and I haven't heard the details lately, but you keep adding kind of walking paths and, of course, out to the park. And you just added a lot of things.
There are many things. We have the state park, and, of course, we have Colonial Manor, and we have an extended walking path. And like you said, the Wellness Center, and we have the Weather Vane, the restaurant, and then for evening we have the Redwood, and so it's a very nice city.
Mm-hmm. And more of us who don't live there should come over and visit and see all the good stuff you have there.
Absolutely.
So, Ramona, again, remind us about the citywide garage sale, when it is.
It is Friday, June the 3rd, from 3 o'clock to 8, approximate. And then Saturday will be June 4th, 7:30 to 2, or sellout. Now, the maps will not be available until Friday, June the 3rd, after 1 o'clock.
And where do we pick those up?
At Casey's or the Weather Vane.
All right. Thank you. It's been great to visit with you, Ramona Sorensen, to hear about what's going on over in Anita.
Thank you so much.
Till next time, here's an unimportant thought. Why is lemon juice made with artificial flavor and dishwashing liquid is made with real lemons?